Thank you, Lord. The Lord has something for somebody. Again, it could be me because this is a different word that I've never done a communion message the way that God directed me to do this one. The scripture that you had read this morning came from chapter 4 of Hebrews. And I'm not going to start there. We're going to get back to that one through a back door or a side door. One door. Where I want you to turn quickly is to 1 Corinthians. Familiar scripture, chapter 11, and I want to start there at verse 28. Let's back up one, let's go to 27. It reads thus: Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. But let a man examine himself. I'm going to say it one more time. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And then verse 30 says, For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. I'm going to do that one again too. It says, For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Hallelujah. You know, this morning when in Sunday school, the Sunday school lesson taught selflessness. Is that right? That we should not be selfish. We should be giving. We should be concerned with others more than ourselves. We should look on the things of others more than on our own stuff. We should be concerned.
That's right.
I'm going to give you a chance to go the other way this afternoon. I'm going to give you an opportunity to be just completely natural. That's what comes natural. And that what comes natural to us is to be selfish. See, for the next 30 minutes or so, I want you to think only about yourself. A man ought to examine himself. You know, God hates thoughtless religion. God hates it when we just go through the motions.
All right, then.
That's right.
Doing what we've been taught to do. Doing it out of habit. We just go through the same things all the time. And not really understanding what we're doing. He hates thoughtless religion. If you look back there, just so you understand what I'm saying here. Back in the book of Amos, in chapter 5, Jesus said, I hate, I despise. Right. These are not words I'm making up. Mm-hmm. These are the words, King James Version. I hate, I despise your feast days. I will not smell your solemn assemblies. Mm-hmm. Drop down a bit of that 23rd verse. It says, take thou away from me the noise of thy songs. For I will not hear the melody of thy vows. In other words, what the Lord is saying, I don't have time for you to keep going through the motions. I don't have time for you to keep doing the same old things. Let a man examine himself. Mm-hmm. God's looking for some true worshipers. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's really worshiping. Mm-hmm. Oh, then the book of Acts, when he compares some of the two groups of people, he compares the Jews to the Bereans. And then, and he said, they were more noble than those in Thessalonica. In that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were. So in other words, he's looking for somebody that's going to dig into his word and apply that word to him and say, it's me, oh Lord. Do with me what you need to do, Lord God, to get me where you need to take me to. He's looking for real worshipers. God makes a distinction of worship. You remember Abel's sacrifice was acceptable to God, and Cain's was not.
Right.
See, something about worshiping God. He said, come to me in spirit and in truth. Examine yourself before you come and feast with me. Come and examine yourself. This morning, I just want to guide us with a thought. Are your hands clean? Are your hands clean? You ever get ready to come to a dinner table? Mama done cooked a whole lot of good food and everything's looking good and she already got it spread on the table, and the first thing you want to do is grab your seat and slide up on the table, and she said, did you wash your hands? That's what the Lord is asking us this morning. Before you put your feet up under this table, he said, have you washed your hands? Are you clean? Have you examined yourself? God is looking for true worshipers.
All right.
The hour will come, and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Mm-hmm. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
True enough.
You know, 1 Corinthians 11, 28 and 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, it says that we should examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians 13:5 does it like this. It says, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Mm-hmm. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. That's what the word says. But before you take the Lord's Supper, here's two areas or two questions you can ask yourself, so that then you'll be able to come to the table of the Lord boldly. Let me define that word for you. This is a Reverend Davis definition. I gave you a definition of Galilee last week. And that's a Galilee was a place of
no doubt.
I want to give you a definition to go with it this morning. That's for boldly. See, boldly says, I'm full of confidence and void of stress. You hear me? Full of confidence and void of stress. So here's the two questions I want you to have this morning. Am I stress-free because I trust God with all my concerns? And number two, am I confident that Jesus has paid it all? So am I confident and stress-free? Confident and stress-free. And the hands are confident. Third call for confident and stress-free. None up here?
That's the question. You want it answered.
So, this morning I want to know, why is it that, and this is going to get into this Hebrew here, why is it that we can't enter into this rest that God promised us? Huh? And listen to me. See, because we sung this morning, and I didn't pick that song. See, we sung this morning about that other rest, the river, that rest beyond the river. None of us are interested in that right now, people. We're not concerned with that rest beyond. We know that's coming. But see, that's what we're talking about here in Hebrew 4. He's not talking about that rest beyond the river. He's talking about a rest that you ought to have. If you believe in the Lord, you ought to find rest.
Right now.
Yes, this Christian.
That's right.
Yes.
Huh? Confident and stress-free.
Yes. All right.
Let me tell you something about a fact about history, though, before we go back to Hebrew. See, there's a fact about history, and you all have heard it. Mm-hmm. If we fail to learn from history, we are destined to repeat it. Is that right? If we don't learn from it, then let's just walk through Hebrew here. That's what we need to do. See, look at verse 4, chapter 4. It said, let us therefore fear.
Fear.
Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
All right.
That's the word of God.
It sure is.
He said, let us fear. In other words, let's get something about us. Let's speed up. Let's start reading the word. Let's start praying. Let's start trying to figure out why we can't find this peace, this rest.
Yes.
A promise being left us of entering into his rest, any you should seem to come short of it. You got that therefore in that verse. It,
yes.
The idea is that something has happened before, and all he was doing was continuing from chapter 3, where it talked about the unbelief,
yes,
of the Israelites. That generation escaped from Egypt. He had promised that they would enter into Canaan.
Yes.
But we know the story there. They just wandered around and around. But verse 2 says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them." You know how we do sometimes when we say, "I don't understand those Israelites."
Yeah, say so.
But Paul is making it plain this morning. He says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them." Mm-hmm. But the word preached did not profit them.
All right.
Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Yes.
That's right.
Paul making it real plain this morning. Yes. I thank you. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said. As I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. The Lord says, I got a place for you, right? Here on earth, I can give you peace. I can give you rest. It's already there waiting for you. All you have to do is claim it by faith. If your faith is strong enough, then you can find this rest.
Yes.
And you can go into this rest with confidence.
Yes.
Right.
Stress free. Hallelujah. Let me just go on with this through here. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest.
All right.
Seeing therefore, listen to me. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not because of unbelief. See, the Lord said, before the foundation of time, I've got a place of rest, and I said to the Israelites, you can enter into my rest this day. So he made that promise, and so he's got that place of rest, and he said, you can still, today, you'll see it in a minute, he said, you can still enter into this place of rest because the Israelites didn't.
All right.
Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice,
today,
harden not your heart like they did back then.
Right.
Now, verse 8 says, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? And listen to 9. It's just as plain as it can be. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God.
Yes.
I'm going to read verse 9 again. There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God.
Thank you, Father.
For he that is entered into his rest he also hath ceased from his own works. As God did his. See, that's when it gets complicated for us. Mm-hmm. It said if you would stop trying to do it all yourself, if you would stop trying to run everything yourself, if you would just examine yourself, if you would just let go and let God take complete control of you, and then you could find rest.
Rest for our weary souls.
That's too easy. I've been in this world longer than that. I know nothing comes that easy. It's got to be something that I got to do. It's got to be some kind of way that I got to figure it all out. But he said, if you just let go,
all right,
you can find God's rest. He said, if you'll let go. Stop fighting with it. Stop trying to figure it out. If I could count the thoughts in everybody's head right now, or a thousand things running through that, how am I going to do this and how am I going to do that? And God said, let it go.
Let it go.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, let it go, at least for this hour, right? Just right now, let it go.
Amen.
You might pick it up on the way outside the door, but right now, let it go.
Let it go.
If you could just hear God's word, if you could just give God a chance to take control, if you would just let go for a minute. I don't care what's going on in your life. It could be anything, but God knows what it is.
Yes.
He said, let it go.
Let it go.
For a minute. And find God's rest. Mm-hmm. And when you can feel God's rest, then you realize that he has got the whole world.
All right.
In his hand. He knows everything that I'm going through. He knows all of my concerns, and he's concerned with me. He said, you just take the time and examine you.
Yes.
What's blocking me in a perfect relationship with Almighty God? It's not my wife. It's not my kids. It's not the church. But what's blocking a perfect relationship of me and God? And if I can get the perfect relationship with God Almighty, then I can find rest.
Yes.
I can go to God's throne boldly.
Boldly.
Confident and stress free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's just like God cease from his own works. God cease from his own, just as God did with it, to cease from our own works. Stop trying to do it all ourselves.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Anybody got any problems out there?
Jesus. Oh, yes.
Give them to the Lord. Give them to the Lord. Right now.
Right now. Yes, sir, God.
And when you give them to the Lord, you say, Lord, help me.
Lord.
See, the Lord don't need any help with the problem you just gave him, but you need a prayer. You need some help trying to keep from picking it back up.
Yes, sir. That's right. Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. I don't need to make it no plainer than Paul did.
Jesus.
Verse 11, he said, let us labor therefore to enter into the rest.
Enter into it.
Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Person even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Jesus.
And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows what you're thinking about.
Yes, he does.
Right now.
Yes, he does.
God knows. Mm-hmm. And he tells me, he said, get your mind off yourself and how this is going to affect you and do as God has called us. Go in and pray for somebody else. Get your mind off yourself. God's got you.
That's right.
You ought to be confident and stress free. Oh. Go over there and help my brother. He needs some help because I'm not concerned because God's got me.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Tents of my heart and knows what's going on in my head. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Yes.
He knows.
Yes.
All about us. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Aren't you glad to serve a God like that?
Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to stay right there. I'm going to stay right there because we need to hear the rest of this. Mm-hmm. See, seeing then that we have a great high priest, that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, then let us hold fast our profession. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Nobody.
Do me like the Lord.
Do me like the Lord. If I just let go and let him have his way, nobody can do me like the Lord.
Nobody
can give me this feeling that God can.
Yes.
Watch what 15 says. It ought to give somebody some comfort. Mm-hmm. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
Thank God.
But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And in other words, he's saying that I know everything that you're going through. You know how we like to do sometimes and say, yeah, but your problem's not like mine. You don't understand what I'm going through.
Yes.
You're right, I don't. But God does.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he does.
God knows every thought in your mind, every problem that you could have. God has already been there.
Yes.
Done that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And then Paul says, so let us therefore come boldly.
Come boldly.
Unto the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Yes.
When you're going through that problem in your life and you don't know what to do about it. You've gone through everybody, you've talked to everybody that you can, and you don't know what to do with that problem, go boldly to the throne of grace.
Yes, sir.
And when you go to the throne of grace, when you approach God's throne, go there with confidence.
Confidence.
Hear what I said, confidence. You said, because I know now, because somebody just told me that all I got to do is carry this to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I tried my brother, but he couldn't help me. I tried my sister. I went to the pastor, but none of them could help me. But the preacher told me if I go boldly to the throne of
grace. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Boldly. Boldly said, I'm going when I go with confidence. I'm going because I know that God can.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going stress free, huh?
Yes.
I'm going, you know, like in kids when they skipping along.
Yes.
Huh? With not a care in the world. Stress free. Skip along because I'm going to God's throne and I'm going to give him my problems. And I'm confident that he can handle them.
Yes.
Confident. Stress free.
Stress free.
I don't know about you. I don't know how long it lasts, but that's the way I feel right now.
Go ahead.
Confident and stress free.
Yes.
Amen.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
To touch me right now because God's got me covered. Confident.
Yes.
And stress free.
Yes.
And all I have to do is examine me. Examine me. What keeps me from a perfect relationship with God Almighty?
Jesus.
Because when I get a perfect relationship with Him, nothing else bothers me.
All right.
You can knock me down, but you can't hold me down.
All right now.
Because God will pick me up.
Yes.
Nothing between my soul and my Savior. Nought of this world's delusive dream.
Jesus.
I've renounced all sinful pleasure. Jesus is mine. Nothing between. Nothing between my soul and my Savior, so that His blessed face may be seen. Nothing preventing the least of His favor. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between.
Nothing between.
I bet you somebody right now is feeling peace. And see, you can feel it right now. And when you feel it, see, that's a mountaintop experience. God said, I'm going to just give you a little taste of peace right now. And it's simple as putting your burden on Him. And He said, all you have to do, anytime you're overburdened, put your burden on me. Confident and stress-free. You can't do nothing with God.
Hallelujah.
You can't do nothing with God.
No. Thank you, Lord.
So let a man examine himself. Are your hands clean?
Wash them.
Your hands not clean, go
wash them.
I've come to the table before with my mama. She said, are your hands clean? She said, did you wash your hands? I said, yes, I did. She said, you need to wash them again. That's what we have to do sometimes. But keep right on examining yourself. Keep right on asking God to help you with your unbelief. That, Lord, I'm having trouble wiping this off my hand because it's still bothering me. But keep right on praying to the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Till you get clean hands. And you can approach His throne with confidence and no stress.